Taking a look at sports on this Tuesday morning, I'm Ace Sourwine. Blue Jays volleyball, they have now won 12 matches in a row as they knocked off St. Mary's last night in straight sets to improve to 12-2 on the year. Jamestown defeated St. Mary's 25-12, 25-12, and then 25-21 for the sweep last night. Ella Roldson was the leading attacker. She finished with 10 kills. Grace Hegerly and Katie Falk both had 7 each as well. Katie Trumbauer, good night passing the ball. She had 28 assists to lead the Jays. Jamestown back at it tonight. They host a Legacy. Some big news coming out of Class A football. The Oaks Tornadoes supposed to take on Langdon this coming Saturday. That game now has been canceled. KNDK Radio out of Langdon reporting that Oaks will forfeit their game after a player testing positive in multiple close contacts. This would have been the second consecutive year that Oaks and Langdon met in the Class A quarterfinals. However, the Tornadoes having to forfeit their game, their season comes to an end. Langdon will continue on. They will take on either Shiloh Christian or Bishop Ryan. The Summit League released its preseason men's and women's basketball polls. On the men's side, North Dakota State checks in number 3 in the Summit League, while UND checks in 6th. On the women's side, the Bison were picked to finish 5th in the Summit League, while UND, they were picked to finish 8th. Staying with Bison basketball, the men's team, they put a big game on their schedule. NDSU will take on one of the best in the country for a long time, Kansas. The Bison will travel to Lawrence, Kansas to take on the Jayhawks Saturday, December 5th. And finally, the University of Jamestown's men's basketball team. They actually started their season back on Friday. Hard to believe that we're already talking college basketball, but here we are, as the Jimmies rolled past Oak Hills Christian 122-75. Jamestown back at it this Wednesday. It'll be our first Jimmies basketball broadcast of the season. They host presentation at 7:30. As always, listen to the coverage on Jamestown 107.1 FM and NewsDakota.com.